I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Get that dice in the garbage.
Well-deserved advantage taken.
Wow! What's going on over there?
Ooh, start rolling.
Then he holds the giant.
Oh, man. I'm a hero, guys.
This could be the time. This could be the moment.
It's good against rocks.
Failure, giant.
Come on, buddy.
What's holding this guy up?
Is that an athletics check? This is a bad idea for me.
Oh, my God.
Come on, loser.
Jack's prone on top of this, too,
That's
right?
That's a natural one and a two.
No! Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
Get that dice in the garbage.
What's going on over there? For shame.
Shame.
For
shame. Shame. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Goodbye, orange die.
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is season 2, episode 56, Down to Bedrock.
MVP this week is Le Demiao. They're all caught up on Dice Shame, and they found us on the Discord. And they deserve a shout-out. Thanks so much for listening along. Someone anonymous nominated you.
Our good friends from Planet Arcana have just recently joined the Rusty Quill Network. DM'd by B and our friend Jay, follow Sky, Peter, and Sean as they venture their way through a tightly edited, tarot-flavored, retro-futuristic D&D adventure. We're so happy to have them as coworkers, and if you're looking for more RPG podcast fun, look no further. You can check them out at planetarcana.com, and make sure to check out After the Credits and Stinger for Planet Arcana's trailer and get a taste of what you're missing.
It's an awfully good show!
All right, should we play some D&D?
Yeah, let's do it.
Deep in the pitch-dark temple of Deadstone Cleft, under the crushing weight of the Grey Peak Mountains, the stone giant Thane Kaelithica addresses the threat of invading small folk. Doran, Red, Jack, and Mari, as the offending small folk, have been valiantly trying to dodge thrown boulders, to perceive the threats in the darkness, and avoid falling into the deep pits of mud below. Though the terrain isn't being cooperative in the slightest, huge juts of rock underneath Red, Jack, and Mari have thrust them upward toward the cavern ceiling. Suspended on these rock pillars that are moving. I want all three of you to make a dexterity saving
Me
throw.
Too?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so far away.
Yeah, it's still happening.
17.
Jack Page rolls a 17.
Golf announcer.
I was just thinking that.
Mari.
I rolled a natural 20 on that, so a 26.
Hey!
All right.
Woohoo! Yeah.
I rolled a 12.
Red with a 12.
However, is this a spell or an ability that the giant is using?
Yes, it's an ability.
Then I have advantage on my favorite enemy. Any spells or abilities that they use against me, I have advantage.
Listen to you.
There we go. 17.
Okay, yeah. All three of you managed to cling to these rocky columns that are just cracking out of this jagged rock. You are all elevated about 30 feet in the air, and you hear similar occurrences kind of around the perimeter of the cavern as well. So it seems like the landscape here is changing.
Oh, boy.
Red, it's your turn. So all three of you now are 30 feet above the ground.
Wow!
No!
Whoa!
Red, you okay back there?
Yeah! If anything, it's better. I now have advantage on this guy. Red pulls out his bow, and he still can't see this guy down there, unfortunately. He knows the general direction. Can I maybe roll a perception to try to deduce exactly where he is? I did see him lit up for a moment.
Yeah.
Not mechanically, but like story-wise.
Yeah. And you heard him take a big fall in the grease. You
Red's
kind of
got
know...
good sounding things.
Yeah, roll a perception check.
23.
Okay, yeah, you can pick out one of the many squares on our battle map where you think he would probably be.
All right, and Red is going to fire with normal.
With just vantage.
With norm vantage.
Literally, that's a natural one.
No!
That's great.
Natural one.
Red, you miss and a booger comes out of your nose.
So embarrassed. I'm so glad no one saw that.
Well, he like sneezed and just fires into the ceiling.
And I'll roll again.
For shame.
Shame.
You got this.
Shameful.
14 to hit.
No.
Damn! Screven, you try! Screven is going to fly by and do another attack.
Great. Attacks with advantage because our giant is on the ground.
Take him away, Screven!
You got this.
That's a natural one and a two.
No! Oh my gosh.
Come on.
Get that dice in the garbage.
What's going on over there? For shame.
Shame.
For
shame.
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 Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Shame. Shame. Goodbye, orange die. Red is going to climb down this thing, and he is going to run over to Mari and hide behind cover.
Cool. So it's 30 feet down and 40 feet over?
Yeah, but whatever. I didn't move last turn, so my feline agility reset.
Rock and roll.
And I'm going to make sure I have cover.
Mari is up on a precipice, by the way.
I hide behind her precipice.
Yeah.
Hi, Mari. I'm down here.
Hi, Red. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
Crab Doran.
Doran gets up, and he's going to attack the giant with advantage.
That's right. Well done.
Yeah.
Good Joran, Doran.
Get this guy.
Well-deserved advantage taken. That's going to be a 27 to hit.
Nice.
27 hits.
And then...
27 hit!
Yeah. Ooh, start rolling.
And then he's going to do 32 damage.
Whoa.
Excellent.
And he's grappled.
Got you.
Crab Doran attacks him and starts nipping at him. And maybe he grabs his leg and an arm because he's like lying down. And you know, you see the claw and it's like crunching bone.
The claw! The claw!
But then he holds the giant in sort of like this awkward pose and he's grappled.
Nice!
Yes.
Right. Well done, Doran!
I can't see him, but I can hear his happy clicks. His happy clacks.
Making mouth clickies.
Doran, from out of the darkness, a rock sails towards you. 16 to hit.
Yeah, that hurts. Do I have any thing here?
Oh, I have crab defense.
Rock.
I haven't even been rolling with crab defense.
It's good against rocks.
Crab rock catching.
Crab fence. Claw.
21 damage. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Unless it's more. Then you can be sorry.
18 bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, that's okay.
Doran, the giant that is being grappled by you is going to try to attack you.
So that's like a disadvantage roll?
Yeah, unfortunately, because this creature is prone, he's going to be attacking with disadvantage because he's prone, lying in this grease, and because you've grappled him, his speed is zero, so he can't stand up.
Loser!
But he's still going to try his best to swing his great club ineffectually.
Like double disadvantage?
No.
In spirit,
you can't do that. You can't just keep adding, adding
dice.
I rolled
a 19 and a 12.
So the 12 does not hit.
And 12 misses you.
For once.
All thanks to that grease. That's totally worth it.
And a 15.
Exactly.
15 on the second one.
Hey, don't beat yourself up, Jack.
Does hit.
Just a quick look
Let
behind the curtain.
Later.
That's a natural 5.
Nice.
Plus 10 to hit you.
Wow. No wonder he's hitting. Yeah. Hit. Somehow, the giant is able to lift his other arm with a club and crack it across my head.
Mm-hmm.
My.
Oh, it's because he's not using a stone club. He's using a fucking crab mallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got advantage because he's just hungry.
20 bludgeoning damage.
Jesus.
Are you still a crab?
I am.
Just barely.
For 6 more hit points.
I'm really excited for Doran to turn back into a dwarf and just be like clinging onto this giant's leg.
How many crab points do you have left?
Jack, it's your turn.
Jack tries one more time to use that momentum of the grapple to shove this guy off the bridge. Can you make me a strength saving throw, please?
God, let it go, Jack.
I can't. One time.
It's going to work one of these days.
This could be the time. This could be the moment.
This must be the place.
14.
That's a fail.
Failure, yay. Giant. You can't stand up yet.
So Doran's grappling this giant.
And falls over the edge.
Yeah. Doran, let go.
Forced movement breaks grapples, technically.
When it works to our favor.
No, that's just generally.
Yeah, I mean.
You move him away from you 15 feet?
I move him 5 feet off the bridge.
He occupies a 9x9, so moving him 5 feet off of the bridge is not automatically going to dump him in the soup.
What do we think it's going
to
do?
We think he's probably going to get to make a...
He's prone on a greasy surface.
That's absolutely right.
Hanging off the edge of a bridge.
I don't think he's in danger just yet, but I will give him a dexterity saving throw just for funs to see how that goes.
Cool.
Sure.
And that's a 24.
So he doesn't fail it.
So he's no longer grappled and still prone and still partly in the grease, but he is also no longer, he's not in mud territory just yet.
And with the other hand, Jack reaches out and closes his fist and tries to grab onto the creature's spirit. Can you make me a wisdom saving throw, please?
17.
He is fine. I drop prone on top of my pillar and try to be as inconspicuous as possible.
Mari.
I'm guessing I still can't get him with a ranged attack.
You can do whatever you want. You can try. He's still lying down.
He's still lying down. God damn it. I'm a pyre, though. Fuck this guy. Can I just climb down and offer help action to Red?
Yeah, it's going to be tricky for you to climb down. If you want, you can like try to hop slash slide, and maybe if you do a good job, you won't take any bludgeoning damage. You can climb down safely, but that's going to take more than your movement, so that'll eat your action.
I want to take the risk.
The hero way.
And try to do... I want to take
Let's
the hero
do
way.
It.
I want to
awesome.
Try to be cool. Is that an athletics check? This is a bad idea for me.
I'm going to let you choose athletics or acrobatics, whichever one you're better at. If Ooh. You want to do like a cartwheel at the bottom.
All right. I'm doing acrobatics because that's a dex for me.
I would argue it's probably more of a dexterity thing than a strength thing, to be fair.
Ta-da!
Okay, I rolled a 14.
Yeah, you're going to take 3 bludgeoning damage as you slide down the 30 feet.
Baby stuff.
Yeah, but she makes it look cool. She like sort of sees a little path and she starts to slide down, and as she does it, she just cranks her elbow like really
oh, no.
hard at one spot. But like Red doesn't notice, and she's just like, hey.
Yeah, but it looks really cool, but Red doesn't notice any of it. you're like, oh man, I'm a hero, guys, and you turn around and Red's like, what? Huh?
Yeah, he doesn't see shit.
What are you doing? Oh, you came down, good job.
Alright, fine.
You're bleeding, Mari.
Red, it's your turn.
Red pops out, using Mari's advantage. He's going to try to perceive where the stones are coming from. And I'm going to roll with advantage on what? Perception?
Yeah, you can roll perception.
Thank you. Natural 20.
It's about 100 feet away from you to the northwest, approximately.
I can tell where they're coming from, roughly. They're right in the middle over there. I think it's up a little bit as well, based on that. Thanks, Mari. And then Red is going to fire at the one that's prone right now. So it won't be with advantage. And that's a 3.
A 3.
We're just going to say that's going to miss. It's going to be like an 11 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And a 2. Both miss.
No.
And
brutal.
The dice are not happy today.
The Bloodhawk, Screven, is also going to fly by and do 2 attacks.
Excellent.
Sorry, not 2 attacks. Only 1 attack, but with advantage because he's prone, right?
He is prone.
That is a natural 20.
Yay! Nice. Good Screven.
Good job, Screven.
Screven's doing all the damage.
Literally the only one doing fucking damage right now, which is hilarious.
He's a fucking bird.
Yeah. I mean, Doran got a good pinch in.
Just 1.
15 damage from Screven.
Nicely done, Screve.
And as a bonus action, Red is going to cast Hunter's Mark on the stone giant lying on the ground.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Crab Doran.
Crab Doran is heavily damaged.
Mm-hmm.
His shell is cracking. You can see he's dripping little bits of water.
Crab water is coming out.
This giant in front of me is still prone, correct?
That's right.
He's going to attack again with advantage.
Excellent.
That's going to be 24 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on this, what's the likelihood that I can get this giant off the ledge?
You can try to move a grappled opponent.
Okay. That's going to be 34 points of damage.
Nice.
As he clips off toes and fingers.
Yeah, the giant's not looking too hot.
No?
I mean, depends how you like your giants, I guess.
Dead.
If you like them all like bleeding and
cooked,
and, like disheveled, lying down and covered in kind grease, then it's probably great.
Tussled.
I mean, the grease is nice.
I'm into it.
You can move a grappled creature by dragging it with you, but your speed is going to be halved. So you can move the giant little by little if you want. You would be able to move it 15 feet.
Would you allow that?
Yeah, you can swing him off the ledge, especially considering he's halfway there already.
What do you guys think? Yeah?
Yeah.
Toss him in the mud.
I'm going to push him off the edge. Only other side to this would be that he drops into the pit of mud and it's healing. And
that would be really interesting to learn. I think that if that's what happened, that would be neat.
Climbs back
such a
up.
Jack thing to say.
Yeah.
Woo!
I think we should do it anyway. So yeah, Doran's going to, as he's got the leg and arm of this giant again, he's slowly snipping away bits. He grabs him and holds onto him and then drags this massive 10,000-pound stone giant just off the ledge. Mm-hmm. A little bit more.
And he's struggling against your grip, trying to hold on to this greasy, rocky bridge.
And the sound of stone on stone grinding as he...
lubricated by the grease underneath.
Yeah.
The giant is swung out above open air.
And
drop that giant.
I let go. Yeah.
I'm like, the wheels are turning inside Doran.
What is he like floating or something? Is there some magic here?
What's holding this guy up?
Yeah.
Doran's mind is scrambling. Why? Oh, right. And opens his claws.
I'm going to give him one more dexterity saving throw just to see if he can grasp onto the edge of this ledge. That's an 8.
That's nice.
Doran. The giant's hands are grabbing at the edge and he can't quite get a grasp, and then he just drops away into blackness.
Yes.
And after a second you hear a sucking splash.
And he's healed and more powerful than ever before.
Rises
you
like a phoenix.
You made me more powerful.
Fuck this up so bad.
Stands up glowing and 3 times the size. Doran kind of turns around and inexhaustedly, I mean, you can see the crabby gooiness excreting through...
gross.
So evocative.
The shell The shell cracks, you know?
The tamale.
But he's still alive as the crab.
Yeah. Boy, is he.
And then another boulder sails out of the darkness towards you, Dora.
Oh, I love this idea. The crab turns around like in success and like the soft music plays.
Like, ta-da!
And then a giant boulder just destroys him.
Yeah.
It's gonna.
21.
Yeah, that hits me. You gonna do more than 6 damage?
Probably.
Fucking right it is.
Awesome. Because then Doran...
is Doran again.
Poofs back into Doran. Perfect.
So all of this extra damage is going to carry over to Doran. 33 bludgeoning damage.
Ow.
Oh, oofy, oofy. Buddy.
So that means 33 minus 6. This boulder lands on the crab's back as he's, you know, looking at you with these almost sad eyes. And as it lands, you hear a crunch. And the crab falls onto its belly.
That last hit, because Mari's been concentrating for this long, it actually like ricochets sort of back through her, almost like this like feeling through her spine, like as if like there's an electric shock. And in that moment, the concentration fully breaks. And there's just this moment where everything sort of tumbles inwards as if the crab's just like refolding in like a piece of crushed origami. And then just lying there where it was is just Doran.
Doran! You're back!
Yeah.
Great job, buddy.
The bridge is clear.
Doran, now that you are a dwarf and not a crab, you have 60 feet of dark vision and you can see more of the room than anyone has seen so far.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Oh my god. I can talk again. This is incredible. And Doran like lifts his arms up and makes crab motions. Claw motion.
And the second boulder comes in.
Did you see that? Did you see? Oh my god. And then Doran looks up and he sees.
There is a spire in the middle of the room. So if you are to cross all the way to the end of the stone bridge, it looks like there is a series of platforms, of ledges, that move clockwise up maybe about another 50 or so feet. To reach this precipice in the center, atop which the Thane stands. Mm-hmm. She is beautiful, elegant, and regal in stature, athletic. She holds another boulder ready to smash you. It's clear she's been the one who's been launching these projectiles at you, Doran. And behind her, a massive stalactite hangs, covered in these inscriptions in giant text.
The giant thing! It's up on the precipice up there. I'm sure if you fire into the dark, up about, and Doran's doing some quick math, up about 30-40 feet, you'll probably hit him.
All right, buddy!
And as a free action, Doran also just peers over the edge as to where he just pushed the giant over the edge as the crab.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can see down that far because of my dark vision and whatnot. Can I? Is he floating? Is he alive?
It's like Shredder in The Secret of the Ooze.
Oh, no way.
It's just his hand reaching out and then like slowly goes down. This mud has completely enveloped the stone giant's thrashing body. It does not look like he wants to be down there in the mud, but the mud has other plans.
Excellent. Excellent.
He's trying to escape. It looks like his immense strength is almost being counteracted by his immense weight.
Right.
He's like desperately trying to claw his way back up to the air. Doran, as you are busily looking down, another stone giant appears just within the range of your dark vision atop the spire.
And that's when Doran also yells, "Oh, there's two of them!"
Nice.
23 to hit.
Yeah, that does hit.
Oof, yep. Doran.
29 bludgeoning damage.
Oh. There's two of them throwing bold.
No, Doran!
That puts me down.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
Great. Great, Jack.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Jack throws a quiet thumbs up to the giant. He's like, get him.
Get him.
Fine.
Jack, it's your turn.
Doran shouted up some giants over there. There's a bunch of boulders coming from that direction. They're just outside of the edge of the darkness that I can see these boulders enter and exit. I might try and throw something with a wide net over in that general vicinity and see what I can catch.
Yep. AoE this.
A point within range, I point to, I get a 20-foot sphere.
You got a pretty good description from Doran's math.
Yeah. So Jack pulls up from somewhere deep inside him this well of psychic energy that he's been using to push and pull people around, and he projects it into this bomb over in that direction, just putting it inside people's minds, ripping and tearing and trying to just tear their brains apart. Synaptic static explodes over there, and he's filled it with all of his alchemical casting to turn that psychic force into physical force as well. Can they make me intelligence saving throws? DC 17, please.
Okay. We're going to start with the mundane, stone giant, sort of mundane.
Yeah.
That's a 5.
Perfect.
And for the Thane, 19.
All right. So for the dumb one, he will take 27 psychic damage, 7 force damage, and for the next minute, he rolls a d6 to subtract that number from all its attacks and ability checks and constitution saving throws and all that kind of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
27 plus 7 to both of them, one of it's halved.
Uh-huh.
And for the dumb one, his brain hurts.
Marvelous.
Jack remains hunkered down, prone on top of this pillar, waiting to see what happens next.
Jack, you can tell that your magical effect has hit its mark by a terrifying growl of fierce confusion coming from the top of this spire. You gonna move or are you staying put?
No, I'm staying put, prone on top of this pillar, sort of eye level with them, but hunkered down low to try and not get hit by a boulder and knocked off.
Very good, very good. Mari.
Oh, yeah, she can hear Doran call out and then the sound of crushing rock and then silence.
He was only able to speak for like half a turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just sort of was like, hey guys, and then just like a smushing sound. Like it's very meaty and then silence, and that is a very bad sign. Can I see him from here?
I mean, you would have to like step out from behind your cover to see him, but I'm kind of hand-waving that unless you are going to be trying to run your full movement right now.
No, no. I just basically just need to be able to, like, perceive him.
Yeah. You just have to step out from behind the rock.
Yeah.
You're probably 5 feet south of there anyways because you're not on top of the pillar.
Yeah. Like, basically, like, poke my head out and see.
Yeah, you spy him.
And I'm going to cast Healing Word.
Nice. Hey.
To at least give him something back.
Good, good.
Thank you.
And she starts to whisper, and you can hear the sort of like layered chorus of voices, these other sort of women's voices layering underneath. And this light, this disc appears underneath Doran and lifts him up and washes across him. And it's not a lot of help, but it gives you something. You're no longer on the ground dead.
He is on the ground, though.
But not dead.
Yes. It unfortunately is only 16 points, hit points back.
Okay. Better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
On the plus side, you got your concentration free again. For
yes.
So
there you go. Thank you very much.
Tra-la-la-la.
Doran stands up and dusts himself off. He's like, whoa, I thought I was going to be destroyed after that boulder landed on me.
The Doran came back.
The ground begins to move and quake once more. And underfoot, pebbles start to roll down towards the center of the room. Jack, the pillar underneath you dissolves into dust, and you don't fall. Maybe you like snowboard to the ground.
Yeah,
on
surf
a,
the gravel to a
on a slab.
Neat.
Everyone in the room needs to make a dexterity saving throw, except for Skreven because he's in the air.
Nice.
Yes, I get to use my saving throws again.
Ooh.
Natural 20.
Hey! Red, you're good.
I also got a natural 20, and I'm just wasting them all on deck saves.
What's
today?
Going on over there?
Same. Our combats are shit,
they
but our saves
wasted
are good.
On you.
I don't know.
Jack?
12.
Doran?
I might reroll. No.
What'd you get? Tell us.
It's,
don't tell me. I'll plug my ears.
Says a 10.
Reroll.
Yeah, you got to stay up. This could definitely do 16
yeah.
damage to you.
I'll use the Indomitable.
All right.
And...
uh-huh.
Fuck.
Even worse.
Oh, no.
5.
Doran and Jack, you are unable to keep your feet.
Jack's prone on top of this, too, right? He's neither of us had her.
Yeah. So the two of you begin to slide in towards the center of the room, pulled by this shifting landscape. You each move 15 feet closer to the giants. Jack, it puts you right on the edge of this mud, and you see now down below you this sucking magical quicksand.
Nope. Not good.
Hungry for your little feats. Looks like you're both okay in terms of not falling in the juice just yet.
We also have water walk on, so.
You do, but you would also take falling damage.
No, I think what he's saying, and I've thought about this, I don't think grease affects us.
Oh?
Because we have water walk on.
Oh!
It's a slick surface thing, and I Googled both and Googled other people talking about it, and the consensus, at least I found, was that, yeah, we wouldn't be affected by it.
But grease isn't water. It's the opposite of water.
No, but water walk is also
magma,
water, acid, mud, snow, quicksand, lava.
All right. I like that. That's fair.
I hadn't thought about that. That's fucking great.
I was saving it for, I wanted to do that thing I always do, which is shitty, where I like run across it, and Joe goes, you can't do that. And I go, I can. And then I reveal it, because that gives me frisson, and I go, oh. It went over. But this is
enjoy it while
as
you
good
can.
As moment as any.
Well done.
This is Harlan's ASMR.
So Jack and Doran slide on these pebbles, this moving ground, and the terrain actually begins to slant down towards the Thane.
Mm.
And you are pulled closer. Red, it's your turn.
Red runs out from cover and heads directly over to Doran. He crouches down next to him, pulls out one of the greater healing potions, and dumps it down his gullet.
I love it when people force feed each other potions.
Come on, buddy.
So romantic.
Come on, buddy. And he pours it down your throat.
Just tell him it's beer. It's fine.
Doran, you take 13 hit points back.
I think it's one of my favorite things in D&D when someone's like, drink this.
You're fucking dying. Put this in your mouth and swallow.
And then Red is going to continue. He just puts another potion on the ground. He pulls out two, puts one on the ground, pours one down. Doran, take that too. And then I'm going to continue running to basically beneath where the Thane is. And Red even continues kind of going up the side a little bit to get some distance.
Cool.
Meanwhile, Screeven flies over to the one next to the Thane using his full movement and will attack.
Nice.
So, Red, you cross the bridge, you drive by, feed Doran a potion and drop off more supplies, skitter all the way across the bridge, and then start clockwise. So you start to ascend this spire. You're around like the 6 o'clock position right now.
Hells yeah.
Marvelous.
Fucking hero, baby.
Woo! All right. Screeven, how much?
22 to hit.
Yes, you do.
7 damage.
Well done.
That's his full move. So he just kind of hovers around. But Screeven hopefully tries to distract this stone giant. Just kind of being like, come on, loser.
Doran, it's your turn. So you are prone on the ground, lying in grease that does not affect you because of your awesome buffs.
But pretty greasy too.
Pretty greasy. I mean, you're just greasy to start with.
Yeah, right? True.
Take a bath.
Doran's going to, well, definitely going to take that potion. What does that give me?
14 additional hit points back.
That puts me back up at 43 of 93.
Much better.
I think what I'll do is I'm going to take my movement and I'm going to move so that I'm sort of getting partial cover. I'm thinking at the bottom of this ledge here.
Excellent. So you use half of it to stand, unfortunately.
Oh, right.
But you can definitely start moving towards the bottom of the ledge in the center of the room.
Yeah. So I took an action, and then maybe I'll use my second wind now, too.
Cool.
As a bonus action.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your healing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely use it.
Nice. Doran, you're looking good now.
Pump that boy up.
Ready for another boulder.
Hey, fuck that guy.
All right. That's a 10. So 19 more.
Hey.
Sick.
Which brings my hit points up to 62. So now I'm back in.
There you go.
Business.
Doran's, better than me.
Doran's looking pretty good. He's re-energized.
I may not be a crab, but at least I'm standing.
There's a better quip in there.
I'm standing on my own two legs.
Yeah.
Red, Doran, and Jack, you watch as this giant seems to, in an instant, slide into the stone underneath him as if a pool of water has opened up. And then he reappears behind Jack Page.
Hmm. Don't love that.
The giant then reaches out a hand, Jack, to touch you. And it feels like time resumes.
No thanks.
Make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, known constitution haver Jack Page rolls 5.
No!
Oh, God.
No. Jack, as the creature reaches out and grabs hold of you, a familiar cold feeling washes over your body, and you are petrified.
No!
Shit. Jack, as the creature grabs you and turns you to stone, red flickers into view, and you are stone.
Thank you once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Adam Fry, Amanda Kitchener, Amy Garza, Anne, Atholagoth, Cecil Lee Wilson, Jerry Rose Anderson, Christopher, Colin Burkhart, Crow, Casey, D.S., Dippity, Elizabeth H., Flynn, Gareth Bradshaw, Haley, Haley again, Harper the Marks, Indrid Hartley, Jekyll, J.D., Joy Robinson, Jory, K.R., K.M., Cade, Lasagna, Last Ruth on the Left, Leader J., Lizzie Demon, Lorelei Feldman, Matilda Rushing, Melinda Curley, Moon, Melissa, Merlin, Sam C., Regan, Wren, Ruth Ann Reed, Scotty, S-Ray 96, Tony Pepperoni, Xander Morning Dove, Zephyrus, and Zach House. Woo!
There's a club descending upon my back.
Four 4,000 years after a calamity known as the Big Oops,
Planet Arcana's story unfolds. A world of
humans and androids.
Neon metropolises, sunken cities.
Phenomenal parties.
Paranormal oddities in a pantheon of major arcana.
Featuring revolutionary science.
Spectacular magic.
Catastrophic world events.
Intimate personal affairs.
Fanaticism.
Hedonism.
Corruption.
Identity.
Mystery.
History.
Reunion. Rejuvenation.
Rebirth.
A world of intrigue and crime.
A world where no answer is ever straightforward.
What really happened at Riskotech Casino?
Who's been stealing android organs and why?
When will my past catch up with me?
Planet Arcana.
An audio fiction built through a D&D 5e framework. Homebrewed by two DMs and overflowing with original music, retrofuturistic vibes, and
three fools on a simple quest to find a key and open a box.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.